Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Let's talk summer festivities. Whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding, Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like $1 million, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books. Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Yes, we are. It's going to be one of those episodes where I'm a little tired.
We are straight from the mountains of Colorado into the OR.
Into the OR.
Where do we even start? It was just like such an amazing weekend.
It really was. And like, you know what's so funny? Because I was in a sorority, I love being in spaces with people. I like sleeping with a bunch of people. I like that, I don't know, that like
Togetherness.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, had we not, like, we shared a cabin together, mm-hmm. had we not been given that assignment for the weekend, we probably would have shared, like, gone separate cabins or whatever, or separate rooms. And it would have been such a different experience. And I'm so happy that we had that experience, the four of us.
It was really fun. Like, I think we were all kind of worried about the, well, first of all, we didn't know what the cabin layout was. So we didn't know it. Like, Tanya was really on one, and she was looking at the website, and she was like, I think this is our room, which is a real, it's just like a bed, and then there's a pullout couch. So she's like, Robbie and I will take the pullout couch. And I'm like, there's no way that there's not two rooms if they put us in the same cabin. Like, that makes no sense. So
she thought it was one big room.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
it
that did. Was another suggestion, that it was like one
so
big room.
It was not one big room?
No, so it was two rooms.
Yeah.
So Haley and I had the room, and we just had twin beds pushed together, which I will say that was, we essentially slept separate because twin beds pushed together, there's a large crevice in the middle,
a life hack for everybody. If you take two twin beds, you push them together, and you just take a full sheet, you can basically make like one bed.
Right. But they were like separate made beds. So like each twin had its separate cover, you know? So it was like, if I wanted to be not cold, I had to be on my little bed section. Yeah. Haley slept great. She was like, I was in the corner by myself, whatever. So it was totally fine. And then there was another bedroom that was like, they weren't right next to each other.
No.
It was a small cabin. But yeah. And then we had the one bathroom.
Correct.
And I really appreciated Robbie. Haley and I were saying that Robbie, it was a game changer because he would just go if he needed to. I believe the word Ryan used on the morning show was aroma. If he needed to
create aroma,
he would go to like the main lodge or like the bathrooms, the general like public bathrooms that were part of the main lodge.
Yeah. I'd like feel him getting up out of bed at like 5:30 and I'm like, where are you going? He's like zipping up his winter coat. He's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, wow.
What a guy.
What a guy.
But the thing was, we were like, we're so tired. Like we want to have, especially at 5:30.
And I said, me too. I go, if you think Becca and Haley are waking up in any close to any sort of hour from now, you're very
that
wrong.
That aroma dissipates over time.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, we had a door
Scott
on our, we had a full door. So, yeah. But he was just like very, he never made it a big deal. He's just like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And hey, and you did say he was in his element. He was like becoming, you know, Robbie is a Beverly Hills guy.
Yeah.
Grew up in the hills of Beverly.
Yes.
And he was thriving in the mountain nature.
He is. He's such a nature mountain man. Like it's very funny. Like he likes that. I don't know, like that.
He's not though.
He's not, but he loves it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so he really
wants to throw the axe, and he wants to fish, and he wants to like hike, and he wants to like be Mr. Wilderness. It's so cute.
I did get a great video of him attempting to chop the wood. There was wood outside. There was already chopped wood like by the fireplace, so it wasn't like we needed it, but he really wanted to see if he could chop it. And I really gave him a really great angle because it made it look like the log was huge. It looked like he was cutting like a tree stump.
I 0.5'd his video, so it made the tree trunk look really small. And he's like...
Yeah, I like set him up for success.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. We had a really great time. We all had like portable mirrors that had little lights on them that Becca Tobin had posted. So we all ordered them. And we just sat at the table and got ready together, the girls, which is really
cute.
Yeah,
it was so cute. Like when would we ever do that? Whenever we go like travel places for the podcast, like we always get separate rooms.
Yeah. No. And I think that's obviously like great, but it was really special this weekend to be able to do that. And it was really fun. And we did have one day where like the water went out or something. We don't know what happened, but Tanya had asked because Haley and I got there on Thursday night. So we were there by ourselves before y'all got there the next afternoon. And we had no problem like taking shower. And like, it was like, it wasn't, oh my gosh, this pressure is incredible, but it was like decent water pressure. And so Tanya goes, Becca, come here. I need to rinse off. Is this what the water pressure was last night? And I go in and it's like drips. Like it's not
literally
like
drip out of the faucet. And I sit in the tub like I don't even know what. And I'm like birdying myself clean. It was actually very comical.
Yeah. So once that got situated, we were smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing.
It was great.
It was great.
I can't go like to the bathroom. I can't go in public places. Like it's like I have to be very much alone. So at one point we were sitting at the main lodge and I like looked around and I was like, there's Tanya, Robbie and Haley. No one's in the cabin. I'm going. I just was like, gotta go.
Yeah.
Don't come in. Please.
Don't sit here.
I don't even know where to begin with the wedding festivities because it was one of the most beautiful wedding locations and setups, but also everyone was on the property. So
yeah.
I think like 65 people or something were actually on the property staying in the cabins on location. And it was so cool to just spend time with everybody and be together and like have the whole weekend. But also everyone could kind of do your own thing. There were like hikes, you could fish, it was so paddleboard.
Nice. Like, and I actually like, I want, like, I feel what they created was they called it Camp Bell, but it felt like a little summer camp getaway for just a bunch of adults, a lot of couples. And we didn't have cell service outside of the main lodge. Mm-hmm. So we would just like walk down to the main lodge, see who was there and what they were doing. And then like, if we wanted to do that with them, we would go. And like, if somebody was doing something else, we'd go with them. And there was this sense of like community and camaraderie and just like good old fashioned fun, as like silly as it sounds, like playing chess and games and
by the fire.
Yeah. And I love that. And actually, you know, that's like the first time Robbie ever spent time with Dean and Kaylin was, it was one of the trips we were supposed to do. It was like a podcast trip up in Napa.
Mm-hmm.
You ended up getting COVID. Mm-hmm. And so we had to end up like, we didn't record the podcast there. But we didn't cancel the trip. And so that was like the first weekend that Robbie ever spent time with them. And we spent the whole weekend like playing fishbowl and playing games and like doing dinner and just kind of like having that same kind of feel. And so it was just really nice because it kind of felt the same way this weekend.
Yeah, they're just, it was really cool because it was very much Dean in the sense that it was like rustic and mountainy and that vibe. But then Kaylin brought this sense of like beauty and elegance to this location that was very like rustic. And it was just the perfect combo. We had field day on Friday. Y'all weren't there yet, but we all got separated into teams and they just pulled them out of hats. So like everyone was just paired with people and it was fun because we got to know people outside of the people we've known forever. And it was really cute because Haley was on, ended up being on the winning team, which was, I think, Dean's team. And she has like an injured shoulder. So she hasn't like, she was a little bit nervous about field day because she was like, I want to be a part of the team, but like, I can't risk like injuring myself more for field day, you know? But they had a flip cup game where it was like flip cup tic tac toe. And she volunteered to do that. And she ended up winning. And it was like the most like pure reaction because I didn't think anything of it. I looked over and she was like celebrating with her like hands in the air. And I was like, yeah, babe, good job. But she was like, it felt like I thought they were going to like lift me up and chant my name. And she was like, I didn't know that I was going to be able to contribute and to like be able to get one of the points for my team by doing that was like the coolest thing. So everyone would like come up and be like our flip cup champ. So it was like really cute.
I know all weekend people kept coming up to Haley being like, yeah, good job. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck did she do?
And so, and then one of the nights when we were sitting in the fire or in the lodge, Haley started the fire. Like all these guys were standing around and Haley literally started the fire and it was like huge. Tanya said it would have won
her the $1 million on Survivor. Like yeah. If she had to go into the fire making competition, it would have burned right through that rope and she would have gone on.
She loves building a fire. So it was fun having her there and just getting to spend time with everybody. I love Ashley and Jared. I love Ben and Jess. Debbie and Josh and Sarah and Wells. It was like, it was so fun.
It was. And like, honestly, I've known Debbie Ryan. I've known her for years. Like I met her years and years and years ago and I hadn't seen her since before the pandemic. So what's that now? Like 3 or 4 years? And I didn't even know she was going to be at the wedding. And so I saw her and it was just like so sweet. And she was like congratulating Robbie and I on the engagement. And I got to spend time with her husband who's like,
he was so awesome.
So sweet and so kind and just like such a gem.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like really just awesome, awesome people. There's there was a girl there who started Yellow the Label, mm-hmm. who's friends with Kaylin. Her name's MK. And Robbie and I went on like the hike. We were kind of like in the back with her. So we spent like hours with her and we just chatted about marriage and life and being a female entrepreneur. And like, I'm so obsessed with her now. And like, she doesn't live in LA, unfortunately. I feel like we're going to have to be like long distance friends.
Long distance or, like, friends. I feel like she might come to LA a lot though.
Social media friends.
Yeah.
But it just kind of had that, like that feeling of just like meeting people that I really loved and want to like stay in touch with mm-hmm. and just like such a good, fun vibe. And everybody was like, so like, it makes me emotional because everybody's so welcoming to Robbie because mm-hmm. he is kind of like the newest person around.
Yeah.
And like everybody always takes him under their wings and like he always kind of bros out with the guys and mm-hmm. they have these like moments together and it like makes me really emotional.
It was just and Robbie and Haley had an emotional chat. It was just cute. Like every time I talk to someone. But you know, we talked a little bit about this on Ben and Ashley's Almost Famous podcast, but Ben was saying that he was like dealing with some anxiety over certain things he said. And I had that moment for some reason when I woke up this morning, I was like, did I overshare? Did I say something uncomfortable? I don't know.
Is it weird that I don't have that?
No, I think it's weird that we do have it. Like, I think it's weird that like I know I didn't do anything that was weird, mm-hmm. you know, but in my mind, I'm like, was I nice? Like, was I a good wedding guest? You know, I was like, should I have asked Kaylin if she needed stuff
more? The whole weekend, Kaylin is like, are you having a good time?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you are? This is your weekend. What are you talking about? Me having a good time? Are you having a good time?
But I was going to say, I noticed that her two best friends that gave the speech at the rehearsal dinner, which we'll get to the Mountain Chic attire soon, they said that about Kaylin. They were like, you know, Kaylin is the most thoughtful, giving person. And even we imagine even tomorrow on her wedding day, she's going to be asking if anyone needs anything. And I was like, Kaylin is obviously like very physically beautiful. You can just see that in her photos and videos. But she has the sweetest heart.
No, she's like the best.
She's just so kind and caring. And
it's genuine. Like it's like, it's like in her.
Yeah. It's not like a front. No. She's just like that. And then Dean is just, he's still the same, but she has, her coming into his life has made him a better person.
Yeah.
Just like the way he speaks about her and talks about her and the, and what she's done for him is just, it was really emotional. The wedding was like so sweet and intimate.
It felt really personal.
Yeah.
Like it felt very personal. It just felt really intimate is the right word. There was so much love coming from them and like just like little things that they were saying in their vows that are so nuanced that I was picking up on that are just so special. You just feels like, you know, they like they really complete each other.
Yeah.
And they make each other a better person. And I don't know, it was just really special.
It just felt very much like the both of them, which was cool.
And I do want to say, I feel like because we were talking about like the we were scared to go out with one bathroom and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want Kaylin to feel like,
oh, yeah,
we were like making fun of anything is obviously like totally a joke and like all in fun. Because I'm honestly grateful that we shared that cabin because I like me have too. That memory forever of the four of us. Like, you know,
me too. I feel the same. And I would do it again. Like if they did it like a reunion. An anniversary.
I wouldn't want my, like every time we travel now, you know, we're getting a big like room for the four of us.
Okay. Well, that'll be for a different day to talk about that.
No, that's just how it's going to be.
I'm uncomfortable. No, it worked out. No, it was great. I really, and then the last night, so the whole time we were kind of like, oh, are we going to see animals? Like I was really scared about bears and like making
sure. First of all, Ben texted us like 2 days before we came out and was like, make sure you guys don't eat any Snickers bars before you come out and like just really induce the panic.
Yeah. And then luckily Jess stepped in and was like, Ben is being so mean. Like you are fine if you've had Snickers or any sweets, but don't, you know, just be aware of where you keep the food, which I appreciated. So I was very much on the lookout for bears, but we didn't see any. There were. Did y'all know chipmunks are really, really small? I didn't know this.
We had chipmunks in Wisconsin growing up. Yeah.
Did you think they were like Chip and Dale size? Like
no, I thought they were like squirrel size.
Yeah. But are they not?
No, they're small.
I pointed them out like every time I saw one, they're like this big.
You saw chipmunks?
They were everywhere.
Was I drunk?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
They're about half the size of squirrels. Maybe a little less than that.
They're so cute. They are I think cute. There might be my new favorite animal.
Well, I think there was a chipmunk in our kitchen one morning.
We did see some of our avocados had a couple of nibbles out of them. So we do think there was a little something roaming around.
A little country grammar running around our kitchen.
A country grammar. So the last night, we're kind of packing up and Haley goes, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And I was like, what? What is it? And she's like, there's mice droppings in my suitcase. And I'm like, what? And I go look and I see little like black dots and I'm like, oh no. And in my mind, I'm like, I knew I heard something rustling around. Like the first night I was like, babe, she was half asleep. And I'm like, do you hear something's in the cabin? Like something's rustling. And she's like, no, you're hearing like outside. It's fine. So in my mind, I was like, I knew it. I heard something. So she comes out and tells Robbie and Tanya and they're both like, no.
So then I'm panicking. I'm like, babe, get your suitcase off the floor. Like, let's put it up on something. We don't want animals scurrying in your stuff. Send in the modern woman to
investigate.
Yes, I am brave. Thank you for saying that. I went into that suitcase with a tissue paper and I was like, show me said droppings, Haley. She points me over. There's three droppings in the thing. I take my little Kleenex and I start moving it. It's hard.
They like, dried. They a couple nights.
Yeah, a couple nights. I'm like, this doesn't feel right. So I pick it up with my Kleenex and realize that they are rhinestones. Three upside down rhinestones in her suitcase that made us all, we were frantic. Like I was very uncomfortable for about an hour. Like
easy mistake. Easy mistake. Yeah,
Tanya the tracker. Look at that. Investigating droppings.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to do this more often in my life.
Check out droppings?
Inspector Gadget. Yeah. Somebody says something, I'm going to be like, let me see it.
Yeah.
Before I believe it.
I'm really happy you took initiative because it really gave me peace of mind to move forward with the night.
Yeah. Me too.
And to like move forward and like going to a cabin again.
Me too.
If it was a chipmunk, I would have been like, that's so cute. Where
right.
is it?
Rat. Rat crosses the line.
Yeah, right. Yeah, rat crosses the line.
Something Ben Higgins said about this venue that made me laugh was he was talking about how like, he's like, I've been to this place before. There's no cell signal. It's beautiful. So you know what's going to happen? Everyone's going to be present, just talking to each other. No one's going to be on their phones. It's going to be so nice. And Ashley's like, so there's no Wi-Fi or anything? And he's like, no, there's Wi-Fi, but you know,
yeah.
you have to like make a FaceTime call instead of like a phone call. And she's like, oh, so it's like not different than normal. And he's like, yeah, it's, yeah, I guess so.
Well, no, because the thing is that you only had Wi-Fi in like the main lodge. So like when we okay. were in our cabin, our
nothing.
Phones were dead.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't make a call, FaceTime, nothing.
Wow, okay.
Like, yeah. Like you're yeah. like in dead zone outside like the main. So if you needed to like make a FaceTime or you wanted to like check your emails and stuff, you had to walk to the main cabin and then like,
okay,
that,
that's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, very shut off. Like I did feel very detached this weekend.
I loved it though. Like at first I was like, oh, you know, I haven't done that in a while, but I loved not looking at my phone before bed. I loved like yeah. not waking up and immediately looking at my phone.
I charged my phone in the kitchen. Who am I?
it was just so nice to not even like, someone said something about Instagram and I was like, I haven't even when I was in the main lodge, I wasn't like checking or posting or anything. It was just, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
I need to do that more often.
I need to do that more often too. I do spend a lot of time scrolling
mm-hmm.
and did not do that this weekend.
Tanya also got a lesson on how to take photos, which was much needed because she'll be like, Becca, will you take a photo of me and Robbie? And I give her just like option, like endless
Vogue
options.
Spreadsheets. Like I just get like these picturesque, like cinematic videos.
And then I asked Tanya to take a photo of me and Haley and I'm like, just snap it. Like just take it fast. We're going to be moving. Something will be in there candid. I get my phone back. There's like 7 photos.
Mind you,
I hate portrait mode.
I'm so proud of these photos, by the way. They're like sitting on the cabin. I'm below them. There's like a wooden rod next to Haley. And I'm like, oh, this is going to frame out so beautifully. I'm in portrait mode. I'm like thinking I'm doing such a good job and I have them back.
It was so bad that I was like, I kind of thought like, was this a joke? Like there was a little bit of me that was like, oh, this is like kind of funny.
No, but then I felt like the whole rest of the weekend, I needed to make it up to her. So I was like following them everywhere, taking photos.
Which
like,
I didn't ask for. I didn't want. I wasn't looking for that at all. So I go the next night for the wedding. I'm like, okay, I'm going to show you how to take, like to set it up so that you can get a good photo. So I gave her a lesson and she crushed it. And
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it was just like, it was just some short and sweet lessons that
yeah.
you needed.
Oh my gosh, I'm a sponge. Just give me all of the advice.
Should we take a break and come back and talk about mountain chic attire?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars.
APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
All right, we're back. So we talked a lot about the attire being mountain chic and what that meant, what we were going to wear. I felt like you really nailed it.
Thank you so much. I feel like you really nailed it as well. But mountain chic is like the opposite of, I would say, my style. I'm more like city grunge, you know, like city
like
gal
you're more
grunge.
Shitty.
Oh my, yeah. Oh my God. Tell me how you really feel.
Explicit this week.
Yeah.
I feel like you're city chic. That's hard to say.
City chic?
Yeah.
I'd say city grunge gal.
Okay.
So mountain chic grunge. was stressful for me.
Well, I had bought my cowboy boots. I was already. And then I was like, I feel like I need a hat. Like, I felt upset that I didn't have a hat. So luckily in the main cabin, they had like a little shop that had like boots and attire. And they had like, not attire, clothes.
Yes.
I don't know if. They could have a tire in there, so I just wanted to clarify. But they had hats, so I purchased a hat to wear, which I don't know if I'll ever wear
DMing
it again.
Me asking where you got that hat.
Yeah, it's from the Bayou.
No swipe up link for that one. No.
No affiliate link for that one. So then Haley's like, wait, do I need a hat? And so we were talking about it, and she's like, I just don't know if I want to buy one. I'll literally never wear a cowboy hat again. And Ben was like, I brought hats in case anyone needed a hat. I have hats. So we walk over to the car and he gives her a hat and it fits perfectly and goes with her outfit and really just like completed her look. So that was a really cute little moment. But
not all heroes wear capes.
No, they wear cowboy hats and cowboy boots.
Yep.
Ben Higgins.
Ben Higgy.
But the star of the show obviously was Kaylin that night.
Yeah.
I was like, I gasped when I saw her.
Every single outfit she wore was like crazy.
She could wear like a trash bag and be stunning. But this was like a silk dress, like white dress with the white like cowboy hat.
Is that a cowboy hat?
I think so. Like a cowboy, like a Western white hat. She looked straight out of a magazine.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
The whole wedding felt like every single part of it felt like it was straight out of a magazine.
Yeah. I loved how the chairs were facing the aisle.
Yeah. I've never seen that before.
It felt like a runway
show.
It's
so interesting because I feel like now when I go to weddings, I'm like looking at things and taking notes of like, like, oh, I really like that everybody's like facing the aisle. I want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
I want to have a tattoo artist at my wedding.
Okay. So there was a tattoo artist at the reception. So, you had to put your name on the list and they had like it was like you chose from a sheet. So you couldn't just like say, oh, I want this and they do it. And I was about to get it because they had a little spicy pepper and I was like, oh, I could do a spicy margarita. Like I love a spicy margarita. Do a little tiny little pepper. And they're like, yeah, you can't scale it. It's this size. And it was like, it was this big.
No, it was giant.
It was huge. And yeah. I was like, I don't even know where I could put that. Where would it be like, why did I do that? Like regret central. And then I was like, maybe I'll get a little mountain. They had a little mountain like outline, which was really cute and small. I think Kaylin got it. And I was like, I could do that because that would be a great memory of the weekend. But the line was so long at that point that I was like,
the line
it's okay.
was so long. Like the amount of people that got tattoos.
It's so cool though. Like I kind of so woke cool. up going, dang, did I make a mistake not doing it for the weekend? But it's okay. I don't have any. So I was like,
I don't have any either.
You know, I think if I had already had tattoos, it would have been a no-brainer.
I would have like gotten a dot.
Oh, just a dot?
Just to like break myself in. You
You're
know?
Phoebe. You're literally Phoebe from Friends.
Yeah. This is the Earth from a 3 million
That's how my mother sees me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just, I left being like, this is, if or when Haley and I get married, like I would love to do something like that.
Oh yeah. If or when?
Yeah. It was so fun. I just loved the like togetherness. I loved that everyone was on the property. Everyone ate together. It was just everyone sat around and like, but did their own thing still. It was just perfect.
Yeah, I agree. I loved the vibe. They created just such a great vibe, a great weekend. We're amazing hosts and
couldn't be happier for them.
Couldn't be happier for them. It was really, really fun.
Some big things happened though while we were out of touch with pop culture and news.
Well, we were like borderline coming back into touch when it all went down, because I remember Robbie was watching his fantasy football stuff and I'm seeing all this like Taylor Swift stuff in his feed. And that's when I saw the news.
That's when you heard the news?
That's when I heard
the Taylor news. Swift at the Chiefs game?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this?
I don't think it's real.
Oh, you think they're just like going along with it?
I think they're maybe dating, but I don't think it's like, because it was with Joe for 6 years and that girl likes to hide. She does not like her romantic life to be public. And I think the fact that these last couple guys have been public have shown that it's just like.
But they're dating, you think? Just it's casual.
Yeah, if they're even dating.
Yeah, I don't know. Tani's very down on this whole thing. She's very poo-pooing the whole concept.
I'm not poo-pooing it. I just don't think that everybody thinks that they're like boyfriend, girlfriend. I just don't think it's that far down.
Maybe not. But I say yesterday was a hard launch.
Really?
I do.
How do you not? Like you said, everything she does is private. So like, regardless of what it means or what, if it's just casual or whatever, she wanted everyone to know she was there.
Exactly. But, I don't disagree.
But why? Why, if not there, sitting next to his mom, watching him play football, why? What's the motivation, if not a hard launch for the world, that this is a thing? Because the logistics of Taylor Swift attending a football game are not just a whim.
But that's the same thing with Maddie Healy, too. Like, that was very public. We all saw photos, paparazzi shots. And that girl, when she wants to hide, like, she knows how to hide. So it's like she wants to be seen. I don't know what that want is.
Yeah, what's the motivation?
I don't know, but I think it's not.
Did you see the video of him like looking up and seeing her though?
Yeah.
And he's like, gets this like big smile on his face.
I think
face.
It's so cute and sweet. I'm so down. Me too.
I can't tell what I think about him. Like sometimes I find him to be just kind of like obnoxious. Like, I don't know. There's something about
really?
Him that I really he's
like
very
him.
Arrogant and cocky, but I think
is
that's
really?
Why people like him. You know,
I think it's an endearing, arrogant, and cocky for some reason. To me, it is anyway. When he hosted Saturday Night Live, which not a lot of athletes can pull off.
He hosted Saturday Night Live?
He did, and he was great.
I'm just going to say, he's
and
like...
And that endeared him to me.
I think he's, like, swaggy. I think he has, like, this aura about him that people are drawn to. He's
like, he thinks he's cool?
He is cool. I think he knows he's cool, and so you can feel that. And I think that, in a way, Taylor Swift is also an athlete in her own right, if you've seen the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
And there's a quiet confidence that she has about her. So I think that the power of them works. It's just so random to me that I'm like, I don't know if it's like what the longevity of it is, but it's fun.
I feel like athletes understand her life more than other people would.
I think that's a great point.
I think the way that athletes have to train and they have to live their lives is probably very similar to the way that Taylor has to like train for her tour and like live her life.
Life on tour and life during a sports season
feels
are very similar.
Congruent.
Yes, performing in the same venues. too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Like it just feels very parallel.
Although I am really ready for the songs about him, whatever they will be.
But don't you think it could be as simple as he shot his shot? You know, he joked about putting his phone number on the bracelet when she was in Kansas City, didn't get to meet her, but that got a lot of press. And couldn't she have just been like, and looked into this guy a little bit, thought he was handsome, enjoyed his vibe, watched, I don't know, his SNL or his commercials or whatever, and thought, that's interesting.
Yeah, which is what I think she's doing now.
Reached out,
yeah,
went out a few times, and he's like, you got to come see me play football. So she said, okay, I will.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, but that's a relationship.
Allegedly, I read somewhere that she shut down a whole restaurant so that they could... Are you sure? I read she did.
I read he did.
Well, either way, they shut down a whole restaurant to go have like a dinner.
Yeah.
After the game or something.
Although I did. I was like watching. I mean, the content I couldn't get enough of.
It's so good.
I was watching there's like a photo of her in the suite and there's like a plate next to her and it has like a piece of chicken and ketchup and ranch.
Seemingly ranch.
Yeah, seemingly ranch. And like everybody's like, gosh, she's so relatable. She's just like eating chicken and ranch and ketchup. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's too good.
It's good. It's great for the NFL. It's great for Taylor Swift.
It's great for everybody. This makes me happy. If like she's involved with like football stuff on Sundays, that just makes my Sundays less annoying having to like watch my fake fantasy team and Robbie's fantasy team.
Has there ever been a more powerful person that has the influence that she has? Like genuinely, like has there ever been someone that has this hold on people?
The Beatles.
Yeah, but the Beatles weren't, I mean, yes, there are people that were as popular as she is, but they weren't in this era of constant 24/7 social media and news coverage. Like that convergence is interesting. It's kind of like, what if Michael Jackson existed now?
Yeah.
What would it be like? Well, it'd be a lot like this, I think.
I saw a really great tweet about Kelsey. There was a picture of him just like staring into the camera as he walks by with Taylor and says, this is a man who knows he's in too deep and sees potential embarrassment around every corner. Millions of women are waiting to hate you and your own fans are going to call your situationship a distraction. But if he backs out, he's a coward. He can't win. It's fascinating.
Oh my gosh. It's so true. Mm-hmm. I also saw somebody post this that, it was during Taylor's Red tour, like Red, and a fan brought like a Kelsey jersey to their meet and greet. So she's like holding it up, and this is during her Red
invisible string.
Yeah, there's like an invisible string now, like tying them back together after however many. What is this? When was the Red album come out? Forever ago.
Like 2012 or something.
And she's holding up his jersey.
Oh my gosh, that is so crazy.
All along there was some
so shaky
invisible string tying you to me.
So wait, so do we agree on this or we don't agree on this?
What?
I'm saying this is a budding relationship. They've been out a handful of times. They've spent the night together a few times. This is just what we saw yesterday was an escalation where she spends the day with his mom, watches him play football. Maybe we'll see him with Taylor's mom at a concert in Belgium in the spring. You know what I'm saying? It's all heading in this direction.
You're saying
this is not what's happening.
I don't think that's what's happening.
You think this is some sort of publicity stunt?
No, I don't think it's a publicity stunt. I do think that they're dating or have gone on a date. I just don't think it's anything serious.
This is what I think. I think Travis Kelce is different than a Matt Healy in the sense that he's going to pursue her and he's going to put in the effort of like trying to like make the relationship work as long as she's in it. I see that him doing that. And I also have a vision of both of their moms hanging out. They both seem very like sweet and warm.
Yeah, they do. They do seem sweet and warm. Only time will tell.
Only time will tell, but it's fun. I will say it is exciting. And the weekends.
Oh, I love
football,
this so much more than Maddie Healy for her.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. This is
so
like,
much
whew.
More. Something really funny that happened was that Robbie posted a photo of the two of you and said, like, what would our country music group be?
Yeah.
And Easton said Little Big Tongue. And I just thought that was one of the funniest things.
I submitted a lot of ideas. And that was the one that made the story.
It's a great photo. It's a great photo.
Thanks, guys.
So, that was a little bit of the weekend. It was wonderful. Taylor Swift and Travis, we're happy for you, whatever it is. And did we miss anything?
Yeah, I do feel like we missed a lot.
Oh,
but cool. It's okay.
Do you have it?
No, I'm trying to look back at photos. I feel like I was very drunk a lot of the weekend, so it's going to come back to me in spurts.
Okay. Not great for the podcast, but...
Right. So this week we'll do 20 mini podcasts as they come back to you.
Yeah, exactly. Next week. So if one comes up, you can just write it down and be like, oh, I thought about this.
And
next
I've actually started doing that now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But not for this episode.
Yeah. The turnaround from last night's... It was very stressful. I was trying to get my training reports to Mark on time. Mm-hmm. Our flights were delayed. And so it was like... I had to pick up Sunny. There's like a lot, a lot going on.
I'm with you. I'm in recovery today.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to take a break and we'll be back with emails. So maybe something will come to you during the break.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right. We are back. What were you saying?
There's something about Robbie and Haley bonding that like really does something to my heart. Like it really... melts me.
It's really cute.
It is really cute.
Yeah. I don't know what they talked about. They talked about something at dinner, but they both, I don't know what he told you, but she was like, yeah, Robbie made me really emotional at dinner. And I was like, what? Like, what about? And I think he just like gave her some like really encouraging words. And like, it was just, I think there's something about someone who's, I don't think they're as different as like they seem like they would be. Cause I right. think he is like, very passionate about art and has like a very similar personality and drive in certain ways. But I think there's something about someone who's so different and him being a man and like being very much in like a very hetero world, like the way he thinks of her and speaks about her is like really beautiful. And like, it's very sweet, you know, because it's like, I don't know if in any other world he and Haley would have met or like hung out, you know? So I think that's one of those things that's just like really cool to watch as obviously they're partners, it's really sweet.
Yeah, it is really sweet.
Okay, we are going to get to emails. Mark, take it away.
All right, Becca, thank you very much. This is from Anonymous. So my fiance comes from a country where weddings are not very culturally significant. It's common for people to live together with the intention of staying together forever, pretty much, and having children together without ever getting married. I'm not sure what country that would be. I've never heard of such a place. Therefore, the whole concept of a wedding ceremony and its traditions don't hold much weight in his eyes, and he finds many of the traditions overly expensive and unnecessary. He also thinks engagement rings are too expensive for what they are, but is still willing to exchange rings if they're reasonably priced. I settled for a gold band, but he said it was too basic. So I found rings that were more interesting, but he said they're too expensive. I found cheaper alternatives in sterling silver that have pretty designs, but I prefer gold over silver. But getting solid gold is more expensive than sterling silver. Should I stop being picky and settle for silver? Should I go with gold plating, even though it'll eventually fade? Sometimes I feel like he only thinks about his way and what he thinks is correct. But it may also be that I'm being too picky. Curious to hear your thoughts on this situation. This is a new one for us.
Yeah. I think that the last question of like, sometimes I feel like it's only his way, or he only thinks about his way or what he thinks is correct. That's a very telling sentence, because that seems like this isn't the first time where she hasn't felt like heard, or it's just been his, what he thinks. I think wanting a ring that you're going to wear forever and wanting it to be something that you love and that isn't going to fade or tarnish is a very valid thing. I think there's a way that you can, like the fact that she settled for a gold band, but then he thinks it's too basic. But then she found something else that she liked and he said it's too expensive.
That whole paragraph made me so uncomfortable because, okay, I understand somebody like, you know, weddings and traditions and stuff. Like if you're not raised in that, it not carrying so much weight. But if it means something to your partner, then that's important. And I just feel like he's just kind of doing it to just like appease you, but not really. It's like kind of half-assing it in a way.
Yeah, I think that your expectations and what you want, like this is just because it wasn't something he grew up in his culture, you did. And that's okay for you to want those things. And I think that there's a middle ground where it's like, hey, I know I can't have my dream ring right now, but this is like what I like, or looking for options that maybe, I don't know. I think that you settling for something and then him saying no to that is just a weird, I don't know. I'm not going to say manipulation because I don't know if it's that, but it's like you can't win, right?
It's not a partnership.
You want a gold band and he says no. And so you pick out something else and he says no.
Yeah.
So what do? You can't win.
You say bye.
There's a compromise, I think.
Yeah.
Like, right. Like it's two separate arguments here. Spending $50,000 on a wedding or something, I understand the argument that it's ludicrous to spend that kind of money on one night. It's silly. We should do something smaller, whatever. I think that's fine. If you're buying something you're going to have for the rest of your life, you can drop a couple of bucks on it, right? I mean, you're literally going to have, I've had this ring on my finger for 21 years now, you know? Like, this is something that's going to be part of your life and part of your hand forever. I think you got to spend some money on that. And I think that's fine. I think he needs to understand that. And then I think that the trade-off is let's cut costs where we can for the wedding and make it more of a simple affair, since that's not a major part of his culture. If that's cool with you too, and if that's a deal breaker for you too, there's always got to be compromise. But yes, it does sound like his way or the highway.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it doesn't even sound like they're doing a wedding, right?
No.
So if he's not willing to meet you and plan a wedding with you, then he can at least buy you a ring that you love. And I agree, there's compromise because you don't want him to go into debt because he can't afford your ring. But I think there's a way of doing something that you get what you want and that he can meet you at. I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's not great.
It's rubbing me a really wrong way.
But far be it from us to say don't marry this person who is clearly the love of your life, right?
I don't think you're being too picky is all I'm saying. And yes. I think that he, I do think there's a conversation of saying, hey, I understand where you're coming from on the cost of things. And I want to be able to meet you in the middle, but I need you to also meet me in the middle because we're two people trying to make this work, not one person.
Well put.
Thank you so much.
And a one sentence question from Katie. What is your number one golden bit of relationship advice you wish you knew sooner? This is good because now you both are kind of on the other side of this. You've been through it. You're engaged. You're deeply committed, long-term relationships. What is the relationship advice you wish you had been told when you were younger?
I mean, I have so much. I don't even know.
I know. Well, where do I start? I think I wish that I am engaged.
Engaged.
to a man that is very securely attached. So therefore, he handles arguments very differently than I do. I am anxiously attached. So when we would get into arguments and he would want like space, you know, he just want to like sleep on it and talk about it tomorrow, I would spiral. Like I would think everything was the end of the relationship because that's just how an anxious attached person kind of lives their life. And I lost a lot of sleep over some of these arguments and things. So I wish that I guess my best piece of advice would be to learn so much about your partner and how they handle situations. And like, is this making any sense?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Learn your partner and like how they handle situations and adapt to that. Because I wish that now whenever we have disagreements, we do. We step away from it. We both step away from it for a minute. Mm-hmm. We just like watch TV and then like talk about it the next day. And we're so much clearer headed,
mm-hmm.
And come to a compromise a lot quicker. And I feel like in the beginning of our relationship, it was met with like a lot of anxiety and it would create like a lot of turmoil in me. Mm-hmm. That was so unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like kind of learning like how your partner communicates essentially, because
yeah,
I agree. There's times where Haley's ready to settle it right there. And I'm like, I can't even think straight because I'm so frustrated and I need space. And then she would be like, you're just abandoning me. And I'm like, no. I just want to be able to, for it to be productive. I would say that like focusing on your relationship and not listening to outside opinions. I mean, I think you have people that you respect in your life. And if they come to you and have like a concern or want to talk to you about something and you can hear them and listen. But I think like knowing that you and your partner are the ones in the relationship, I think not listening to opinions on the outside of like if it's right, if they're the right person for you. Like I do think there's certain people in your life. Like if Tanya came to me and she was like, I just want to make sure that you're okay in this relationship. I don't know if Haley's like a great partner to you. I would be like, okay, like I'm going to think about that. But if there's people that don't know your partner or know you and they're having an opinion, it's just like, it's just outside noise sometimes. And I think it's like you put in the work that you want to in this relationship. And I think it's important to focus on that and not just let other people's expectations.
That's a great one. Not letting other people's expectations or opinions infiltrate
the relationship. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's better than mine.
No, I was going to say yours. So I think it's really great.
It's
I think
a competition.
Like, yeah, it's not.
It's not, but with Becca Tilly, it often is.
Do y'all have any advice? Golden relationship advice?
I was just going to say, you never, ever, ever need to raise your voice. You really don't.
That's true.
And I think if you do, you regret it later.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're just doing it to be heard because you're kind of talking on top of each other. And even that, if you can keep it calm, even if the other person starts going to a louder place, if you can keep it calm, it's going to keep the whole thing kind of tethered to the ground a little bit. And if you feel like you need to raise your voice to be heard, it's probably good to just walk away and deal with it later.
That's great advice.
It becomes an arms race.
Yes.
Yeah. I can honestly say that Robbie and I have never screamed at each other.
I cannot say that, but I can say that when I feel like I'm trying to get my point across, I talk louder. And so Haley would be like, stop yelling. And I'm like, I'm not meaning to yell. I'm just trying to get you to hear me.
Yeah.
But that's really good advice.
Yeah. How do I follow that?
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know. You don't have to be right about everything all the time. That's great advice.
That's good.
You know, that's one that I wish I had considered more earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the phrase "you're right" is really powerful.
Yeah, yeah, it is,
and it's hard to admit that sometimes.
Yeah,
it really is. Like, and this is about stupid things too. Like, man, Allison thought that this guy from Anchorman was in True Blood, and she was really wrong about it. But you know, does it matter? It's just the two of us. She's not giving like a keynote speech about it, so it doesn't matter. You know, like why? I don't know. Like that's a small example, but like I don't know. Not getting hung up on stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just and you know, and I think that comes as part of the bigger compromise conversation.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true. I mean, that is. When I have to mumble the words, "you're right," it takes every cell in my body. When I'm mad, if I'm like not mad and it's like, I'm like, yeah, you're right.
But that's the stepping away. It's like actually embarrassing how good I am at it. I'm like, you're right. Freaking right. And it feels good to hear it. But like, man, mm-hmm. I give it up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to keep those a little more sacred.
I know. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Actually,
you're really good
to be able to say that.
It's true.
Well, that's all for now. I'm sure we may have things that come to our mind that we missed. We're just both coming from the altitude and the long travel day.
Yeah.
I genuinely have two brain cells that are actively fighting to work right now.
Yeah,
so,
same.
We love you all so much. Have a wonderful weekend. We have a fun episode this Thursday with Hunter March back in the scrubbing
and
studio.
OR.
And we love you so much.
Love
have a great
you.
Week.
Bye.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.